It's got a flat bottom though. Instead of curved.
Big thing.
Rowboat. Is that what you'd call it? A rowboat?
I guess. I don't know very much about boats.
Okay. If a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and says, she gives them to him and says,
put them on?
Well, she's handing them to him. Like if you asked me for an ashtray, you were smoking, and, or a man was smoking and he asked me for an ashtray, and I would say,
take it or give it to me.
Here, what'd I say?
Here, take it.
Or here it, here it is, or?
Yeah.
What'd you say, something like that?
Something like that.
Or what would you say?
Here, take those clothes and put them on.
Okay. If someone thanked you for a ride into town, you'd say, don't mention it, we blank going in anyway.
We were going anyways,
okay,
or coming anyways.
Okay. What would you wear over your dress in the kitchen to keep it clean?
Apron.
And if you were using something to sign your name and had ink in it, what would you call that?
A pen.
And what do you call those things that you hold baby's diapers on with?
Safety pins.
Okay. What do you put on when you're going out in wintertime to keep you warm?
Coat.
And if you were a man, sometimes between your coat and your shirt, you'd wear something that was sleeveless and had buttons on it. What would you call that?
Jacket.
If it's sleeveless and got buttons, is there anything else you'd call it besides that?
Well, you could wear a slip-on sweater or
okay, that's
if it's sleeveless, a jacket.
Okay.
Vest. Maybe.
Well, no, they've got jackets down here. I just never heard it called that. If you've got a suit, it's going to consist of your coat and your jacket, and then what do you call that for the bottom?
I call them pants or trousers.
Okay.
Trousers.
Anything else you'd call them? What are overalls?
Well, overalls would be a suit. They have a bib and
work clothes.
Gowns too. Work clothes.
If you go outdoors in the winter and you've forgotten your coat, and somebody runs after you and bring it to you, he would say, "Here, I've
brought your coat."
And suppose you'd come from work and your wife, that'd be your husband, said about a package that was laying there. The delivery boy from Jones's store, blanket here.
Delivered.
All right, now what could you say besides delivered?
I say brought it to me.
And if it was the wrong package, Jones might call and say, please blank it back.
Please bring it back or return it.
Okay.